Ms. Johnson, my name is Robert. I'll be your medical assistant.
Robert Buford works in the special medicine department at Eskenazi Health Hospital.
All right, you can have a seat for me and I'll get your blood pressure, your pulse, and your oxygen.
Buford's entire department and nearly 500 other Eskenazi employees have been trained in the last 3 years in a program called self-care. Experts in mindfulness techniques were brought in from the Center for Mind-Body Medicine in Washington, D.C. Buford's boss, Fernow McClure, says it couldn't have come at a better time. He was on the ropes, personally and professionally.
Just learning how to meditate and how to focus on, you know, my body and slowing me down, not letting my thoughts race. That certainly changed my life.
And the nutrition education made him stop and think about his bad food choices.
I put on some weight and I've dropped 40 pounds in the past year just being mindful of what I was eating, eating differently. Cholesterol's better, blood pressure's better. You know, I'm off medications now because I've changed how I eat and how I think about eating and my relationship to food.
A big part of self-care is to check in on how you're feeling when you're stressed or anxious and make more conscious decisions. Adora Bryce is the team leader over patient care in the special medicine unit. She incorporates a quick, deep breathing exercise called soft belly into her day.
Soft belly is all about breathing. It's about not letting yourself stress up, because when you stress, you tend to contract. Everything tends to become tense. Having a soft belly means not holding it in, not stressing, and not becoming rigid.
Bryce says she shared self-care techniques with her family.
I take this straight home and I say to my mate, look, calm yourself, relax, and let this out. Just let it out. Just let it out your fingertips, let it out your toes, and relax your belly, whatever you do. And he takes it to his job because he's a co-owner of a company himself. And he's like, look, you got to take care of yourself.
The sound of a singing Tibetan brass bowl is not what you associate with a hospital, but it is the refocusing and stress-reducing tool for Buford. He escapes into a small office away from the hubbub and guides a smooth piece of wood along the top edge of the bowl to make it ring.
First, it clears your mind and makes you focus, actually trying to get the sound out. It makes you focus on one thing and one thing only. So if you do this in a nice, quiet room and you just kind of gently rub it across the rim.
How often do you do this?
I love to do it every day, because it just helps me clear my brain. And then I get back to my job. So your blood pressure looks like it's a little high, 155 over 103. So if you don't mind, I'll check your blood pressure one more time. Sit your hand right here for me. Relax a little bit. Think about some happy thoughts so you get the blood pressure down. Here we go. And that worked. Look, 133 over 88. Good deal.
Self-care translates to better patient care. Adora Bryce.
It's very important. I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, how effective are you with taking care of others? And we're here. This is what we do. We're here to take care of others.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Danoon, Indianapolis.